Two related. Rashi shis zayna notrikin the shchuzos. You see, it means uncovered. Shchuzos means uncovered. So here also, you're uncovering the nekevas. You're tying up the tail, uncovering the nekevas. Rashi shis based on bishus. Harachelim yaitzas kvoilus. The rachelim could go out kvoilus. Rashi tomorrow, Mike. What does it mean kvoilus? She mechavlin aliyah shalehem lamata. Is the rachelim the ease? The lady, the nekevas, could go out with the tail tied downwards. Why? Like you're covering up the nekevas now. Now is the time you don't want them to come pregnant, so you don't want the schorm to go in them. You would have to tie down the tail to cover them up. The ma'amai mashma, the high kovu, lishna, the loyavit peri. What's the right kovu means lishna of not becoming pregnant? The pasuk says, maho or melech. His melech, echirom, told shrema melech, what are these cities you gave me? Ashenasatali Achim, my brother, the Koral and Eretz Kovel, Atayemazit, and the Melchirim call his lands Kovel. For the more my Eretz Kovel, what does it mean Eretz Kovel? Amravuna, Shoyubo, Bene Yodim, the people in these cities, Shemechuvalim, the Chesavazov, they were full of silver and gold. For the Gemara, Amale Rofi, Hochi, Haino, the Sid, that's what the Pasuk says. Kilo Yashru Beinav, it wasn't good, the Melchirim. What's wrong with the city? Because the people in the city were rich and they had silver and gold, that's why Melchim didn't like the people. Adarav, Luchurat Samailor. Oh, Malay in, no, it's a Chsorin. Kiva, the Yathiru, since the people are very rich there, or Mefanaki and the Mefanokim, they're very particular what they do, they're not going to work good for the Melech. Therefore, the Melech didn't want such people, such a city. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok Amar. Eretz Chomten Hoise. It was Eretz that the land was very sticky. You could stick into the ground. A quicksand. B'yamai kor lekovel. Why is it called Lashon Kovel? The mishtarga b'kari, that your feet get stuck into the ground. Ad kavlon to yankos. V'yam rinchi, people say over Aram Mechavlo. It's an Eretz that you get sunk into. T'layavdi peri, doesn't give off peris. And there's no fruit there. So you see, Lashon Kovel means Lashon Ablay peri, not giving off fruit. Rashi Yad Kavlo, Perek Atachton Shkaren Kula, Shemachavonim Koishrin Beget Sevivoi. That's right. Kavunas. Then the Mishnah says, Rechelim could go out Kavunas. The Momai Kavunas, Shemachavnin Oisoi Lemilus. Means it's a Rashi, Shemachavnin Koishrin Beget Sevivoi, Beyoim Shenelet. The day the sheep is born, you put a blanket like around its semer, around its wool, to keep it very clean. This beautiful white wool, you don't want it to get dirty, so you cover it up with a beged. It's mutter to go out like this on Shabbos. The milus that Rashi lasts us mitzimroi kli milus. Make a chosh of a kli out of this. Get nice pure white wool. Kirit nan. Bring a ray for this. Learn the Mishnah Shavuos. Seis. What seis is one of the simonim of a nega. It's a white nega. How white is it? Kitzem alovin, like white wool. Might sem alovin, what type of white wool? Omer abibi barabayim. Kitzem enoki ben yomer, like the first day old of a sheep. Shemechav ninois lamilas. You protect, you cover up its wool, that just stay nice and white. That's mut. That's the color of seis, of tzemelovin. So our Mishnah also, people used to cover up the wool to keep it clean, so it's mutter for behemoth to walk out with that on Shabbos. But some also tie it up very tight, and it's called tzarech ha-behemoth, therefore it's called like a malbush, it's mutter. The zaita, v'izim yoitzas ruus. The Mishnah says, the machlekes had before, if the ease in tarakam holds, you're allowed to go out with the izim, the ease tied up, the others could be tied up. You put a kiss, a beged around its others, and you tie it up very tight, it's mutter. Itma, Rav Malach Reb Yehuda. Rav holds the pasuk like Reb Yehuda, and that's why we pass in the Maitzah, that there's a chiluk. If you tie it up very tight, and that's liyavesh to make the others dry up, not have any milk anymore, that's mutter. They were not afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos. But if you do it only lecholev, not so tight, then it's also. Shmuel lo Malach Reb Yosi. Shmuel pasuk like Reb Yosi, that's always also. Viki dimasti lo shmaito biyapinah. Shmuel this machleik is Rav and Shmuel by itself. Rava ma liba shmutev lo lecholav. It's mutter to tie up the others. If you're doing it to dry it up, then you do it tight. But lecholav it's also. Shmuel Omar, Echad Zev, Echad Zev Asa. Shmuel goes like a Jesse Shita, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, they're both Asa. Vika Dimasni Lo Aho. Some of this machlokes on this. Izim, the goats, Yoitzai Tzruas. When? Liyavish. Only if you're doing it to make it dry up, means you're tying it very tight. But not if you're tying up the cover for the others, only to make it the milk should not drip out like. Mishurim Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, Yehuda ben Beseira has Nushita. Kach halacha. Because halacha is like Yehuda in the Mishnah, the chil between the cholev and liyavish. Avo mi mafis, who like can make a gurum, eita liyavish v'eita l'cholev. Who could be able to tell the difference whether you're tying up the others tight that the milk should. Between the cholev and liyavish. Who's going to make in the girl? Eiz liyavish, eiz lecholev. To know the difference, whether you're tying up the others, you're tying up the dodim of the izim to make it dry up, or stamp to protect the cholev. So the Reb Zokta Yehuda ben Maseiro umitoich shein makirin. Since we can't tell the difference, as a gezera echad ze v'echad ze rosa. Both of them are rosa. So the Chur Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro was passing like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah that both are rosa. But Tanya says that a little nafkamina. A nafkamina would chop if in your city everybody only ties up the dodim amanat liyabish. If everybody does it tight. So then in that, so according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro would be mutter. There's no gzera, maybe people think you're doing it licholiv, not so tight. Because everybody does it tight. But Shenka, according to Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, be yosa then also. Omar Shmuel, v'yamilo Omar Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro. We pass on Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro that even liyavish is also wasik, because the gzera people think you're doing it lecholiv. Rabbi Yossi, Rabin Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechonin, halacha getanakam. We take a pass on the Tanakama that there's a chilik. Whether you're doing it liyavish, it's mute, because then you're doing it very tight. We're not afraid to fall off on Shabbos and come lecholiv. There it's also the cholev. You don't tie it on so tight. Therefore, afraid of fall off on Shabbos, and it's also a midrabon. It's also a sixer, we come to carry with the Dalamas with Yusuram. So, the Mishnah. Uvame, ain't a yotze. What can't the behemoth go out with? Lo yotze gom, the camel can't go out, bimututelis, with its cushion. Well, soon see in the Gemara means a cushion tied under its tail. Rashi says, shtachas nova, vishmaforsha, madas. A blanket, v'achra, nirabenai. It's also, it's type of madas, type of cushion that you put underneath the zon of, underneath the tail of a camel. So you can't go out with it on Shabbos. And right thing there is, trash with taima, the mastisim, shum shema tipol. We're afraid again of fall off in the middle of Shabbos. Umaisi lo hu. And you come to carry it, that's why it's also. Even though mikra it's a tzurich, but we're afraid of fall off and you come to carry it. Wait, awkward. You can't let a behemoth go out when you tied it up. We'll soon see what awkward means. V'loi ruggle. Not if you tie up just one leg upwards. V'chein shar kol behemoth. Any behemoth can't go out tied up. Lo yikshar gemalim zeb ze. You can't take like 10 gemalim one after another and tie one onto the other one. V'yimashet and you'll carry one, pull one, and then automatically all of them will come along. We'll soon see in the Gemara that's a gzera, because it looks like you're taking it to be sold in the marketplace. But you're allowed to have 10 separate camels. Each one has its own separate rein, separate leash, and you're holding all of them in your hand. That's mutter. If you moshe, you can make them all move like that. You shouldn't take the straps and tie it around your finger. That's also. We'll see in the Gemara what's the use about that. Trashi ulo yiksho the trashi, gemalim zulazu, v'yimshoich, echem forsh v'gemaro, vashla yichrich, havon mgrach, forsh v'kanavon. We'll see in the Gemara what the time is. So the Gemara, Tona, lo yeitze hagomo b'mototeles hakshuru lo b'znovoi. The camel can't go out with this cushion tied onto its tail. Why? Because we're afraid it'll fall off and it'll come to carry down on us. Avo yeitze b'mototeles hakshuru b'znovoi uvechot rosoi. But if the cushion is tied on not only to its tail, but it's also tied onto the hump on the camel, it's also then it's muta. Because then you can tie it on well, but not afraid it'll fall off. Omar Rabba bara funa. If you have the placenta of the camel is coming out, and you tie this cushion onto that, then it's mutter.
Because we're not afraid the behemoth is going to move back and forth and make it fall off. Because by moving it, you hurt it, the behemoth hurts itself. The shlila pasanta is very delicate there. So the behemoth won't move around to hurt himself. Therefore, we're not afraid of fall off. So Rashi, chadrosa sheish techol gemalam agabem, the humps it has. B'shliyasa d'chiv, when the koyiv, since it hurts, le'menatechle, it won't come to pull it. So really near it, Rashi says, now what's the hezbudism to tell us that you want to put by a camel? But to tell us, car cut in a small cushion, molly muchen, very small, very soft stuff inside. Katim, loistun loy tachazon. If you put it underneath the tail, kadesh loy tashchis loy haritzua habasa. Say that the strings that you tie around the tail should not hurt the meat of the behemoth. The fish shamasu shal gaba, because you tie up the masu. If a camel is carrying something, you want to tie it down tight so it shouldn't fall off. When a camel bends down, you're afraid all the masu will come flying in the front of it. So therefore, we tie it down and tie it around its zonav, around its tail. Shagamu yirun, the camel goes down, bends down, machpid it. The yirun kapit savaru, all the masu, all the weight, goes near its neck. Elishiritsua makvosai. So what makes the masu not fall off? You have it tied down around the zonav, around the tail. So when the masu is trying to fall frontwards, the tail is like holding it up, so afraid that string is very tight against the tail, it'll like hurt it. Therefore, sometimes they put a pillow around there to protect it. So Bikra dinu be mutter to go out with on Shabbos, but we're afraid it'll fall off. Therefore, if you tie it on to the hump sole, so then it's mutter. Right, the Mishnah says, loy okud v'le rogel. A behema can't go out if it's tied up, okud or rogel. Om Rav Yehuda, okud, that means arkadus yad regel. That means tying one foot and one leg together. Yitzchak ben Avram. That's the way Avram Avinu made the Kedis. Yitzchak, he tied up his foot and his hand together. So the advice is here, the Gzair is, that the behemoth will move around, will untie it, and the string will fall off and it come to carry it. What does Rogel mean? Shelo yichof yodoy agab izroya. You should not like tie up the front leg on its zroya, on its thigh. So it'll be like a three-legged behemoth, won't be able to run away from you. Agab izroya v'yiksha. Meisve avakashra in Yehuda. So Yehuda was only in Amorah. You have a cash that tenoyim sefer cash from Yehuda. Okud, what's the pshat from okud? Shtei yodayim or shtei reglein. It means tying up two hands or 2 feet. Either one. That's called okud. Rogel, what does rogel mean? Shlo yichov yoda agab izroya. You should not tie up one leg upwards near its thigh. The yikshu. So chur the reisha shver. Okud, Rabbi Yehuda says, a yad and a regel. And here it says, no, 2 feet or 2 legs. 2 feet or 2 hands. And Gemara, who do yom akiyai tana? Rabbi Yehuda holds at this tana. The Tanya, Okud, what does Okud mean? Arkadis Yad Regal, tying up one hand and one regal. Oi, Shtei Yodayim, Shtei Reglayim, we're also tying up 2 hands together, or 2 feet together. Rogel, what does that mean? The behemoth can't go out Rogel. Shla Yichof Yodah, don't tie up its hand, Agab Yisroi on its thighs. The Yikshan tied up that way. For the more of Akatel Adami, this writes, and this Tanya is also Fakev from Rabbi Yehuda the Amora. So it's still shver. Who does Rabbi Yehuda go like? Bishlei mereisha v'seifa nicham. The reisha that says okud, the first pshat, nokud is good. That's Rabbi Yehuda's pshat. Tie up the hand and the regal together. And the seifa is also good. What does okud mean? What does rogel mean? Tying up the foot on top. That's the he's also asking. Or mitziyasa kash, it's still shver this tana on Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says okud means only the hand and the regal. And here it says either that or else to yadayim to raglayim. Elo, who does Rabbi Yehuda go like? Who do you make here? It goes like this Tana. Okud, what does okud mean? Arkadis yad v'regel. It means adavka tying such a massive of the hand and the feet. Ki Yitzchak ben Avram, the way Avram Avinu made the Arkadis Yitzchak. Rogel, what does rogel mean? Shlo yichav yoda agam izroya v'yikshur. Don't tie one leg upwards, connected its thigh, and like it'd be a three-legged behemoth, so it shouldn't run away from you. It's also to go out like that on Shabbos, because we're afraid the string will fall off, the behemoth will move around, and we may not take the string, and it'll come to carry with the daladamas, which was a rabbi. Drashi, shtei yodayim, drashi yodayim, gav zroi, echad mi yodayim, koifel kalfi malut, tied up upwards, the koishu yodayish lo yehe lo yehele gimu raglayim levroich, shown here by 3 feet, it can't run away. Shtei yodayim ki echad, oi shtei raglayim ki echad, vekat le domi, haitan le debiuda, reishi vasei ben ichad, vekat le debiuda, avu mitziyosa dikatoni, oi shtei yodayim, oi shtei raglayim kasha, the leader of Yehuda. Tulay kari okud eliyad regal. Reb Yudis says what could ogid but after tying a hand and a foot. The Yitzchak ben Avraham dechsev by yokud kofif yodav regla v'churav because she yodav regla says claw they tied the other hand and the regal. The nifshat a tzavor v'churav. So the Gemara and Achlam Reb Yehuda as Tana holds mamish like him that okud means bedavka tying the hand and the regal together. But the Mishnah says, well, yiksha gemalim, you can't tie one camel to another camel to another camel, and you pull the first one, all of them follow along. My time, om ravashi, mishum de mechze, command the yozel chinga. It looks like you're going to a marketplace to sell the animal, that's why it's awesome. Shrashi, leshuk, lemoichram, chinga, ashem shesoyve, mesashuk, yemachelos, mecholos here. By the abu machlis, but you'll have to put the string and tie it around your hand. Om ravashi, leshonimel, linyi klein. Was only negated to an insect klayim that the Mishnah says mubach la yichrach. For klayim, you're not allowed to wrap it around your hands. For the my klayim demai, what kind of insect klayim? Ilay the klayim the yodim that as though there's an issa loisachrosh bechshav vechamor yachtov, he can't work with a shor and a chamor. Maybe you are then you can't work with a man with a camel. So here you can't tie it to he can't tie it around your hand because it looks like you're working with the camel. For the more vetanan, enough in the Mishnah we learn klayim. Odo mutin kula, no, a man is allowed to work with any behemoth. There's no way a klayim. It's only one behemoth to another behemoth, but not a man with a behemoth. Lachrosh b'limshich. Elozati gemara klayim de chavolim. What does the Mishnah mean that he can't wrap around the straps around your hand because the shiloh fun shatnis? Do you have any more batanya? So what are you saying, shatnis? That maybe one strap is made out of wool and one strap is made out of fish that made out of linen. So if you tie them together, if you wrap them around your hands, and you're having hanor from it, there'll be nis, a shatnis, it's a klayim. So Rashi speaks out, even though l'chur you're not mechaven to have hanor here, you're just wrapping it around your hand to hold the animals better, but this tana, if this maniam holds like a yudishita, that dove, a shayim is kabin is awesome. For the more name, but tanya is still shver. Ha-toyk yev tkifach ha-sein chibur. Halacha by klayim means you have to have a good chibur. If you just have one stitch, that's not called the chibur to mechayif a klayim. So Rashi, but nan odem, Rashi kifa achas kagoyin aydei machot pamachas one stitch or shekosha kesher echad one knot that's not shakayoma ain't a chibur it's not called a chibur there's no way to climb. So Rashi why the chsiv semer pishtim yachtov you're not allowed to wear semer pishtim together loy osra ha-teure el chibur yofra meskayim the teure only asa be climb a good chibur that stays but a chibur doesn't stay the teure din asa. So even if you wrap around, tie around these straps around your hand, and I feel the one's pished in and one's semer, still it should be mutter. Empty Gemara. The Yoelom Klayim the Chamolom. We're talking about the Shaila of Klayim of Shatnes. For Hochikoma, this is what the Mishnah means. You should not wrap these straps around your hand, because we're afraid in the case where one is wool and one is pished in flax. And you should not tie it, because then you tie it, that's called the good chibur, and to be over the yes, a client, even though you're not mechavin, but this man, the other whole day, the mechavin is awesome. Shmuel, Oma Shmuel, so Shmuel, do alocha, ubavad shlo yeitzi chevo mitachas yodoy tefach. Hey, Moshe, we have a leash, you're carrying here, and the Mishnah was here, we're talking about pulling a camel. Who are then you pulling the dog? So the leash that's between your hand and the dog, that's mutter. Even on Shabbos to walk out with a leash, it's not considered you're carrying it. The leash itself is like bottle to the animal, to the kelev. It's like a malbush to the kelev. And you're holding the leash in your hand, it's mutim. But the leash, the part that's in your hand, you have to make sure that the tefil does not go down. Like, away from like, the behemoth to you, and then from your hand downwards, it shouldn't make a tefil go downwards. Well, some say, because then it's not mirror like it's part of the leash. It looks like you're carrying that part by itself. For the more of a ton of the way, Shmuel to Chaim, so it's only Yosef, two tefachs go downwards. Amar Abaya, Hashtu, the Yom HaShmuel tefach. Shmuel says, even a tefach is also. For Tana, the way Shmuel, his father said, Tana, the way Shmuel, Tefchayim, that only two tefach is also, is what's pshat, Shmuel, is halacha lemaisa slash minin. Shmuel wants to tell us lemaisa how we should act. Rashi says, Shmuel, the Yom HaTefach lo'iri, comes to teach us halacha lemaisa also. La'ashmino, to teach us, the habol limlech. Somebody comes to ask a shaila. Lefanei in front of us. Amrinulei. We tell him tefach. You only let the leash like go down a tefach from your hand. Shulei lahokel b'yisurim. Not to be making yisurim. Mi yuatzuf chayim lekirisim. Tul tefchayim is no wisdom. But yeah, the yister is, though, if it goes down a tefach out of your hand, then it doesn't look part of the leash. It looks like time you're carrying it on Shabbos. That's one halacha. For the Maaseh Spiro of Atanya, Obavachi, Agvia, Minakata.